Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 28 of the Juvo Hub Show in podcast and in YouTube. Now, we're so grateful to have you here with us today. Today's subject is an excellent one, talking about how social media communication continues to be a hot topic in our industry. And we're excited to have a very special guest with us who's going to help us with that, how to make sure that we're not treating social media like it's a billboard. So let's get into it. Charlotte Pechota, thank you for being here. How are you today?
I am great, Jonathan. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here with you and Mark.
Yeah, we are excited that you are with us today. And you are the Vice President of Full House Marketing based in Michigan. And we know that your company does a lot with property management companies, apartment communities, and you work with them as part of their overall marketing process. So we can't wait to kind of dive into this conversation. Just before we get into that conversation, got to give a hands up for Mark Howell from Howell Creative Concepts. What's up, my man?
Hey, buddy. Thanks for having me again. You keep asking me back, so I keep coming. So, hey, we're doing something right, right?
Yeah.
You know, Charlotte, I'm so glad. I'm so glad to have this conversation with you today. I'm very excited about this topic. So thank you for coming on and joining us. Very, very excited to dig into this.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah, it's great. This show is continues to launch, and we're grateful for all of our guests and the community who participates. So please give us a thumbs up, give us that like, share it with your network. We do appreciate all of that. So Charlotte, let's dig in. Give us a lowdown. What's happening? You are in the space, you talk to communities on a regular basis. What are the challenges? What are you guys seeing when it comes to social media and communication?
You know, I think that people are just tired of posting and putting out relevant content. It's very easy to take a back seat and look for an article or something that might be semi-relevant, but it doesn't do enough to pull that interaction that you're looking for from your audience. So I'm just seeing less and less interaction on social media these days from brands and property management companies and even communities. So it's disappointing.
Yeah. So do you feel, I mean, you and I were talking about this before we jumped on for our recording today. Like, is it because there's just so many social media channels that they don't know what to do with? And like, I've heard this before. It's like, what do I post? I got Instagram, I got Facebook, I got Twitter, I've got Snapchat, I've got now Clubhouse. Like, what do you think is contributing to that de-escalation of working with their social media channels?
I think that they're missing the fact that they have an audience, most of which are already their residents. And this is an opportunity that they can take to connect with their residents. But they're putting out information about their two bedrooms and how much and when they're available. And it's not relevant to the audience that they have. So they're losing that interaction with their residents and ultimately just losing that fan base that's going to give them that interaction.
I have to agree with you. And look, I don't know if we're in a world right now where we're inundated with maybe what we call just nonsense content. And I don't know if it's just not so much our industry, but just we as humans, right? Like, that's that big joke about people posting everything they do, everything they eat, every meal they make, you know, and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired of seeing that kind of stuff. But I agree with you. I think that if you focus your efforts, as if I were on site, I would want to focus my efforts to entertain the current residents that I have, right? Like getting inside their heads. What do you want to see? What types of events or information information about our local merchants, market, the neighborhood that makes it more appealing to keep calling us home, right? And so I agree with you. I think I see a lot of people still posting that kind of initial advertisement, come look at my two bedrooms. But I'm curious, is that what you think? Like, do we need to sort of shift and stay more true to the customers that we already have, which are our current residents, and post more relevant things for them? Because I agree with you. I think that all these come look at my two bedrooms, that's good for a small aspect, but not the overall picture, right?
No, not at all. And not at all. I think what's really exciting, like the pages that get me excited are the ones that do the pet of the month contest, and you get like 50 submissions. And I'm the person who likes to scroll through the pictures of the dogs, and like, and I actually end up liking all of them because I mean, yeah, I love pets. So, but those are the ones that get the interaction, right? Or what new restaurants coming to the neighborhood? We have a very small community in Lowell, Michigan, which is a tiny little community. And there was a Mexican restaurant. This was pre-pandemic, so it's delayed, but there was a Mexican restaurant opening up, and we posted it on our page. That got the most interaction out of any post that we had done in like weeks.
Yeah.
And it was, oh my gosh. And it was the talk of the town. And then of course everybody shared it. And it's like, that's what gets people talking. Mm. You know, it's that sense of community and that interaction. I mean, even if they don't live at your community, if they're aware of you, they like to be part of that. And that specific community, what was so cool, like I said, it's just a small town. There's only two apartment communities there, and they're right next door to each other. And the other one has no social media presence. So it was really, really easy. Yeah. But yeah, it is. It's building that audience with the really good, fun information that people actually care about. How does it impact me? How does it make me happy? Because if it's not going to make me happy and feed me Mexican food, I probably am not going to open the article or take time to read it.
Sure. Yeah. And look, done the right way, what a great opportunity to use this as a sales technique. If I were back in leasing, and gosh, back in my day, we weren't as savvy as these kind of shoppers or even sales reps are today. Like, we didn't know to lead people to our Facebook posts or look at all the fun things that we did. I think we might have had a photo album sitting on the coffee table, if you guys remember it. Charlotte, do you know what that is? Have you ever seen? Okay. I was like, yeah. You're probably so young, you don't even know that we did that back in our day.
Bless your heart, Mark. No, I had one, trust me.
But, you know, I think it's so interesting that if you position this the right way and you're smart about, like you say, stop just using it as a billboard, be very strategic about what it is you're trying to accomplish and who is it that you're trying to reach, and use these platforms as, yes, a way to advertise, but a way to advertise the why should you want to live here kind of thing is what I call it. Like, if you're having trouble closing the deal, then say, hey, you know what? Don't worry about those reviews or whatever you saw. I want to show you, come to my Facebook page or come to my Instagram, or Jonathan, like you said, there are a thousand things now, you know, look at my TikTok video, look at my Snapchat, look at Instagram. I mean, oh my gosh. But it's interesting, if you have the right, what I call tools in place, it will help you close the deal, because people will see that and think, gosh, you know, that you guys really look like you're having fun here.
Right.
That was, you know, I'm against putting floor plans up and doing that, but there's a community out of St. Louis that was doing live Facebook tours every Wednesday, set time. And it was amazing to me. Now, the community was drop dead gorgeous. It has a lot of curb appeal, if you will, but they probably had on average 70 people pop into the room weekly. And it was usually the same people. They weren't even residents, but there was so much hype around the community. However, what was so interesting and what really caught my ear later, because you think, okay, well, you're advertising, but they were doing the live tour. It was so interactive. They were answering the questions as people were typing them out. So the people that were actually interested in the community, who were coming to the community to follow up, they knew exactly who they were going to talk to. They recognized the person the moment they walked in, because they had that face-to-face time with them, if you will.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
So there's ways to do it. And that was Elisa. There's ways to do it well when you are using it to advertise, and do it, I don't want to say subliminally, yeah, but you can do it well. and still create that interaction. Because I think that if you're going to do it, if that's what you have to use it for when you're through going through a lease up, at least take the time to create that relationship, because it will pull them in. But once you're established, you've got to be on your horn. You've got to be, you know, building up your community, building up your neighborhood, and everything else.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you mentioned that, because that leads me to this question, which will come out in a second, because I often have wondered, like, where are we at with a hybrid approach? Often when we listen to other social media experts outside of our industry, they use the word trust and they use the word communication, and associating that with the social media channel, it's like, well, what are you using it for? And do you lose trust if all of a sudden there's an advertisement there? Like if it's there, to your reference about the Mexican restaurant, something new, this is what our channel's for, informing our community, then what happens with all of a sudden they decide, well, maybe we should put up our 2-bedroom specials up on Facebook or on Instagram. Do we lose? So what's your take on that, Charlotte? Like, is that the success? If you are going to advertise, then don't get lazy about it, or don't get complacent about it. Just be a bit more strategic about how you're using social for advertising.
I think you have to be strategic. It has to have that human touch. I'm a huge fan of TikTok. I don't have a lot of videos on it. I think I have one, but I love watching people talk. I don't want to see a video of somebody walking through an apartment where I'm just looking at cabinets and walls. I want to see the person who's on the other side of the camera, because that's what I want. I want that human connection. Tell me why I want to live there. I want to be as close to that person as possible, because if Mark's the one leasing me an apartment and he's got that great smile and this great attitude, I'm going to be that much more interested versus somebody who's, you know, taking a camera around and narrating. I don't need that in my life.
Yeah.
And I don't think people want that. That's what social media is all about, right? It's all about that human connection.
Agreed. And you know what's so funny? I think about TikTok too. Look, I'm with you, Charlotte. I feel like something came over me. It was like an addiction. I stayed up till 2 o'clock in the morning watching TikTok videos at one morning when I first got introduced to it, right? And I don't do them, but I am fascinated by them because I love humor and I love creativity. So for me as a consumer, and look, I'm not a millennial. I'm not someone that, you know, it's funny because they said TikTok was for the younger generation, but then a bunch of old people came on it and took it over, right? So now when I ask my young friends, they're like, yeah, can you old people get off TikTok, you know? And so I kind of laugh and I'm like, but we love it. So it's so fascinating to me that even TikTok is an outlet for multiple generations to enjoy. And I think we've gotten into this in our head that we can only advertise to certain types of generations in certain ways on social media, but, you know, done well and done right, and it's like you said, with personality or pizzazz or creativity, I think that saying, you throw the net into the water and you're going to catch fish. I think we're going to catch a lot more if we just take it one step further. What would you say, what would be some of your advice to someone that was maybe shy, camera shy, or social media shy? How can you, I find this to be a problem for me when I'm asking people to post more, you know, when you're on site, interview your residents or get testimonials, but it's like this fear. I don't know what it is. Some people really embrace it or some people just don't. So how do you coach someone into loving it and not being afraid of it?
Great question. It's funny that you asked, because Jonathan and I were kind of talking about this a little bit earlier. Like, whether you're scared of getting in front of an audience, scared of getting on camera, scared of any of it, you just have to bite the bullet and do it.
Yeah.
There's no other way around it. And every time that we as professionals have a prospect walk through our door and we tour them, we're on stage. It might only be an audience of two, but we're on stage. If you're behind a camera, it might only be an audience of one, ultimately going out on social media for thousands, but it's no different. So you really just have to look at it and go, okay, here's my opportunity. I'm going to do the best that I can. And people embrace, they embrace you. They embrace you when you make an error, when you stutter, when you trip and fall. Laugh at yourself, dust it off, and move on. That's all you can do.
Yeah, that's so true. Boy, they do love to see us trip and fall, don't they? I agree with you. I think the best way to do it is to practice. You know, if you've never done it before, my advice would be just practice. Have someone film you doing a few things through their camera and see what you think. Because I agree. If you don't try it, then you'll never know. It's kind of like, you know, the peas and the broccoli on the plate. If you don't try those things, you're never going to know how healthy they are for you. Same concept, you know, we've got to try new stuff that sort of takes us out of our comfort zone. So yeah, good advice.
You're going to sweat, you're going to stutter, you're going to trip and fall. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. 'Cause you get to do it again and again and again.
Well, I think what you and I were talking about, Charlotte, it's like, it'll never happen. I think that's your point. You know, you'll never jump in and embrace it if you always have this fear of, well, it's not going to be perfect. It's not. There's very few apartment communities that have an Oscar award-winning production academy company who's going to produce content for them. Like, that's just not in the budget. We know that. You got to work with what you
have. Even Spielberg was available.
right. Exactly. So, and Mark and I can attest to it just with our show. It's like, what was it like in episode one? And here we are, we're on episode 28 today, and a huge difference from then and until now. So yeah, you gotta jump in and you'll learn, you'll figure it out. And as long as your leadership is that flexible to give you that room for making that happen, that's great. So that kind of leads into something else we wanted your feedback on. And I saw this especially, you know, in the early days. I know you're in the trenches a lot more on a daily basis. What is happening with consistency? Like, you know, people, they start these accounts and then it's like ghost town with that what are those tumbleweeds kind of like rolling through their social media channels. And that's music in the background of emptiness. So is that still a challenge? How are you helping people if that is a challenge to be more consistent?
I think you still find it. It's really sad when people open Facebook pages and then just abandon them. Mm-hmm. And I even see companies doing it. You know, there's a company that has like three different branches and they're very prominent on one. And then their other two pages are just empty. And it's sad. Are they even still in business? I get a lot of clients who ask about hiring a third party company to do it. I am very hesitant ever to go that route or even suggest that, because if they don't work in multifamily, they don't know our audience. They don't know who we're trying to reach. And the information that goes out on our pages become irrelevant, yep, if you will. There was an association recently who was using a third party company, and we're talking about an apartment association, right? So they really work for us. They work for their members. So it should have been more about what NEA was doing legislatively or what local chapters were doing locally for education, any of those things. And instead it was articles about going out and getting fresh air or what plants live best in apartments. And I kind of did a double take. I'm like, wait a second, are you talking to our renters? Are you talking to us? Because this is a very mixed message. And if you don't know your audience, you're going to lose it. So the tumbleweeds can come in very quickly. And I think for that one specifically, it was really hard to watch because this was, you know, 500 plus fans, if you will, likes. And there was no interaction on the page because they've been using this company for well over a year. All of a sudden we start posting education events and legislative updates. And we even did like a members Mother's Day post on Friday, mm-hmm, and asked everybody to share pictures of their moms and how they helped in the career. And it blew up. So even that, and again, that goes back to the human touch. It might not have been 100% relevant for association, but it created that human side to it. So it, I really highly suggest avoiding third-party companies if they're not in our space, because they don't know our audiences. They don't know what we're trying to do, and where they think that they're social media experts. I do think multifamily is a little different, and we've got to be careful.
Mm-hmm. Charlotte, I've got a question for you. It's one that I think about a lot, but I'm not the most savvy with marketing this, you know, social media and stuff. But when we think of diversity and inclusion and fair housing in marketing and what we're putting on social media, how do you navigate around that? I know that's a huge topic today and one that we all need to be careful about, especially with fair housing, but making sure that you are representing different groups of people. So your, what we call the advertising or your posts are friendly for everyone. How do you help people navigate around that?
So I think everybody uses stock photos. It's pretty safe to say that we all do it. Pexels is a stock photo library that is very much about diversity. So okay. Anytime that we're using stock photos, we are making sure that we are pulling the photos that show that diversity, inclusion, and provide that great example. You know, it's interesting because 15 years ago, I don't know that we were as aware as we are today. Right. So having access to those free resources does make it a lot easier. Mm-hmm. Pexels is fantastic. If you need an example, that's probably where I would, you know, refer you to. And sharing information. I mean, NAA puts out a lot of great information on diversity and inclusion and articles, and putting that out there on your social media. If you're a vendor member who, you know, is there to support your association and that's what you want to share on your page, it might not be appropriate for a property, but certainly as a business partner, you can share that information pretty openly. On the property side, go to Pexels. You've got lots and lots of photos in there that will help you with that.
That's good. How do you spell that? I wrote that down.
How do you spell that, Charlotte?
Pexels.
Pexels. Pexels.com?
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Perfect. Cool.
That's a good resource. Yeah.
Nice
tip there. Good question too, Mark. I mean, yeah, that's a big deal. That's a whole other topic. We've had a couple of guests already that have discussed that. So we'll be here for another like 7 hours.
Right.
I'm definitely not the expert on that, but I can tell you where to find the resources for the pictures.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah. No, we appreciate it. This has been an amazing conversation. So let's bring it home, Charlotte. So your summary message to apartment communities, property management companies, no matter what type of community, because I mean, it all applies, whether you're apartments, you know, single family, you need to speak to residents, right? That's what social media tools are for. So it sounds like your approach and how you teach and train people via full house marketing is a very nurturing, consistent nurturing, understanding your audience. Is that a good summary? You have anything to add, take away from that?
Make it personal. Take every opportunity you can to create that personal connection. You're hiding behind a screen, but they want to know you. They want to understand you and feel you and know who you are before they walk in your office. So every opportunity you have to create that interaction with them personally, take it.
Awesome. Awesome. Love it. Charlotte Pasciotta from Full House Marketing. Awesome. Awesome stuff. So we usually ask, and you had a nice kind of a mantra or saying before the show was started recording. We love hearing from our guests. Like, you're an educator. What's, you know, that everyone has like their jive on what made them an educator or a saying that they go to. Anything that comes to mind for you on like you like sharing with people or you kind of have for yourself that is served you well as an educator? Anything for us?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I do. Maya Angelou said, people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. And that is something that I think speaks to all of us. We work in multifamily. What we do is very personal. We provide homes, and we have to remember that it's about how we made them feel.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Love it.
That's great.
Yeah. We are a people business, right, guys? I mean, 100% people business. Awesome. How can people connect with you, Charlotte? Thank you so much for being on the show. This has been great. Give us an idea how people can reach out to you if they want to learn more about you or Full House Marketing. What you got?
Absolutely. Fullhousemarketing.com is our website. You can find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, pretty much any social channel that you can think of. I'm there. Just only one TikTok video, and it's not on me. So I'm going to put that out there too.
We should, if we had to plan it a little bit better, maybe we could have done a little TikTok video to wrap this up. Like everybody just do their little dance move or something like that.
There you go.
Yeah, for sure.
Go viral with like very awkward dance moves that don't mean anything whatsoever. Well, yeah.
Now you've had it for episode 29, Jonathan.
Oh, it's been great. It's been great. Mark, my man, how can people keep in touch with you, brother?
Yes, absolutely. Howl, which is spelled H-O-W-L, Creative Concepts, howlcreativeconcepts.com, or Mark at howlcreativeconcepts.com is my email address. But Charlotte, it's been such a pleasure. Thank you for coming on the show and giving such great advice. I'm looking forward to seeing what else you guys are doing over there. How's my sweet friend Rebecca doing?
Rebecca is fabulous. She will actually be up here in Michigan next week. We have a big company summit. Oh, wow. The two offices are coming together to brainstorm and put all that brilliance under one roof for a few days.
I love it. Well, I run into her from time to time down here in the South. So tell her I said hello.
I certainly will, Mark. I certainly will.
We need to get her on the show. That's for sure. It'd be nice to have another guest from Full House Marketing with us. So yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for being here, Charlotte. And as well, Mark, this has been episode 28. It's so exciting. Please. All right. Please give us a review, give us a thumbs up. We appreciate your support. We love getting all these awesome, smart people on our show just to help and serve our industry. So thank you, everyone. We'll see you again soon. Take care.
Thank you, gentlemen. Bye. Take care. Bye-bye.